Thank you for listening to Gloria Juggles with Everyday Struggles. My name's Gloria, and welcome to a new episode.
Welcome to week 3. Last week I spoke about school and the pressures of school, as well as the pressures of asking someone what they were going to do and what their plans were for post-grad. So this week I wanted to kind of come back to that, but also to talk about creative careers. Growing up, I never really knew anything about a creative career. I always remember people telling me that I was super dramatic and I should look into doing Broadway or acting or something like that, but I didn't really think it was realistic. I didn't see how that could take me anywhere. Like I said in the last episode, I just figured, you know, why not be a teacher? I thought that that was more promising and it was an easier future. And that's definitely not to say that teachers' jobs are easy, because it's not. And I knew that, but that was a challenge that I was up for. It was a challenge that I wanted to take because I knew I had this passion. I knew I had this enjoyment in teaching people. And so I was like, if I'm going to struggle in any way, or if I'm going to have complications in any way, I'd rather it be in a field that I know I want to do and I know that I can do. So I just feel like if I had somebody who knew that there was more that I could do, that there was more out there, then maybe it could have happened sooner. Maybe I could have figured out sooner that I wanted to do something else. I think it really interesting that it wasn't until mid-high school to after high school that I figured out that there was something else that I was interested in. The thing is that there are people who are 30, 40, even 50 who don't necessarily know what their passions are. They don't know where to go, and so they've kind of just stood in the same field and in the same career path because that's what they know and that's what they're comfortable with. And I know at this point, and I think I'm pretty lucky to know at this point, that I don't want to become that person. I don't want to have that same idea of, well, I'm comfortable in this position and I know that I will be able to continue to do this. I know that I will in 1 week or every 2 weeks be able to see my paycheck and have this security and know that I'm doing something continuously. And there is something really safe in being promised that you will have a job. Teachers, hopefully, seemingly, will always have a job. Doctors will always have a job. There are certain things that you can do and certain career paths that you can go that you know you will always be relevant. And so I see the appeal and I see the safety, but I can't help but wonder, what about creative careers? Who is advocating for creative careers? Like I've said before, and like I've always said, I was lucky to have people encourage me to do otherwise. I was lucky to have people who knew that there is more and there will be more, and that I don't need to know at such a young age what exactly it is I want to do. It's okay to have a path, and it's okay to have a passion, and it's okay to kind of take a leap and follow that. But what about the people who don't know? What about the people who are unaware of these possibilities? You go to a high school career fair, or you go to a college fair, or anything like that, and what you are being advocated is the same types of careers. It's professionals and it's business related things. And that isn't to say that there's anything wrong with being a business person. That isn't to say that there's anything wrong in these professions. I think that, you know, it's all needed and everyone has their place. And if you feel as though that's the path that you should be taken, then that's more important. It's important to listen to that path. But I think I'm talking more towards people who aren't encouraged to listen to these paths and aren't encouraged to listen to themselves. Because even though things are more accepted and things are more, you know, spoken about, there is still something so taboo in being a creative person and in being an actor or a singer or a writer or any of these things. These more creative mindsets and creative paths still bring this like weird, uncomfortable cloud around people. You don't ever necessarily want to say in a family party, well, you know, I'm pursuing theater, because it usually gets a, really? So what are you going to do with that? And I don't know that it's meant to be condescending. I don't think that it's like a, you know, that's stupid of you kind of situation. I think it's just, well, I don't really know what that means, you know? I don't know where, so you want to be on Broadway or something? Like, there's nobody saying what it means. You have to search and you have to really look, or you have to be in this environment already to know the different aspects of these careers and these paths. You have to already have someone in your circle telling you, well, this is what you can do with this. This is how you can go about this. This is where you can take this. And that means that anyone not in that circle and anyone not around you will not know how to go about that, how you can prosper in these areas. And that just because you are interested in theater or film or music, it doesn't mean that you have to be the person in front of a camera or a microphone or on a stage. There are people in production, there are people who do research, there are people who write, there are people who do all these things, and there's no lesson on these different parts of this is what it is and this is how you're doing it, and so you're kind of left to figure it out on your own. And so I think what I'm really wanting for or desiring for is that people become more aware that these things are taught and these things are welcome in spaces and in schools, so that people are more aware of their options and opportunities. I think it's unfair to a number of people to not give them the same opportunity to learn their passion. I think that sometimes it's okay to not be so practical and not be so clinical. sometimes it's okay to need to discover, to need to learn, to need to explore, because without that, then, you know, that's where people find themselves not knowing what the hell to do and where to go, and it's because nobody has told them all the things that they can do. So, all this being said, I don't want it to come across that I think that there's an age limit for this. I don't think that, you know, high school or college or fresh out of college is the only time that you can figure out that you have a passion, the only time that you can learn, because as people, we are constantly learning and we are constantly growing and we're constantly finding new interests and new possibilities and new abilities. And so it's important, I think, to explain that there are endless possibilities, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where we are in life. We can, and we should be, encouraged to try new things. We can try new things, and we can go about finding new hobbies and new talents. We can learn a new talent, for God's sake. I think the beauty of where we are is that we should be able to have endless possibilities and endless experiences. And that does become hard. It becomes hard when you are in work 5 days a week, 9 to 5, or you are in classes and have homework and essays and all these things, you know, every single day of the week, it feels like. But I think that means that we need to make more out of the time that we do have. If it is the weekend, then we should be waking up earlier and trying to go out and do something new. If it is a day that, you know, we get off early or we have a holiday, we should be trying to do something with that. I think creativity comes from allowing ourselves to discover it and be free. And so finding these pockets of time, even if it's in the slightest moment, even if it's an hour before you go to bed, you journal, or an hour before you go into work or your morning commute or something like that, we are trying to find ways to have these small moments of exploration and creativity and just being aware of ourselves, being present with ourselves and practicing presentness and groundedness so that we are able to continue to figure out these points in our lives. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I really thank you for listening. Please remember to check back in next week, and if you really enjoyed it, please just let people know about me. Thank you.